Welcome to the Cyber Nation Uncensored podcast. We welcome all Chumbas, Edge Runners, Vault Dwellers, Wastelanders, Spice Traders, and Space Folders. Thanks for joining us. Please give us a great review and also be sure to join us on both YouTube and Twitch. We'd love to see you on a live stream. Thanks again. See you soon.
Start screaming, everyone.
Hello.
Give me one second. Hello? Okay, now everyone should be able to hear me. There we go. All right.
Hi, everybody.
We had to appease the mute gods right off the bat. I think that's what just happened. Everyone in chat, let us know. Make sure that you can hear us. If anyone's muted or frozen, we'll get that fixed right away. Just let us know.
Hello.
Yeah. Everyone, yeah, say hello. Check your mics now that I got it fixed.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Nice. Well done. All right. Cool. Looks like they're saying we're okay. They say hello. All right. Awesome. This is our monthly Dune 2D20 gameplay we do right here on the last Sunday of every month, thanks to Modiphius Entertainment. And this is an all-femme cast of Bene Gesserits carrying out missions for the Reverend Mother on Arrakis. There's a lot going on. Before I get into a little breakdown of the team and the current campaign and where we left off, and before we get into the current session today, let's do like we always do. Let's go around the table. Everyone introduce yourself. Let people know where they can find you online, what you have going on, and then introduce your character as well. Tracy, why don't you start it off, Miss Magitek?
Hello, everybody. I am Tracy. I go by Miss Magitek on the internet, and I am a tabletop streamer. I stream twitch.tv/MagiRPG. It used to be Miss Magitek, and I switched it this year to MagiRPG because that's really all we do is play role-playing games, tabletop games on the channel. And I am playing Yuffie, Sister Yuffie. She is a Bene Gesserit scholar. She is all about knowledge and understanding and deepening her own knowledge and lore of the world. That's who I'm playing.
Nice. Well put. Ellen.
Hello. I wish I had a cool gamer tag name. my name is Ellen K. Graham, and my Twitter handle is EllenKGraham1. Because I
hey,
guess
that's
I'm
good.
Number
like,
one.
That, it's nice to be consistent like that, honestly. I'm envious.
Oh, great. So follow me there for all of my sillies. I do cosplay. I tweet silly little thoughts. I'm also a creator and performer for the Any Winning TTRPG podcast, Roll to Cast. That's R-O-L-E to cast. Each season is a different game system, so there's something for everyone. We've got 7 seasons thus far. And our YouTube channel, we also do monthly one-shots, so check that out. I will be at PAX in very shortly. I'll be there at PAX Melbourne from the 7th to the 9th of October. So if you're Aussie, if you're going to be at PAX Melbourne, come say hello. I'm on 2 panels. It's going to be really great. And today I am playing, oh my gosh, what's my name? Sister Naya. Alley Cats.
I was just saying, we were just talking about all the different games we run and play and how we kind of juggle up the rules and we got to focus. Okay, now we're on Dune. We're in these characters. Here we are.
Yes. Goodness gracious. Yes, I'm playing Sister Anaya, who is somewhat of an assassin kind of character, all about serving the Bene Gesserit. That is her highest kind of prerogative. And it's always back to the house. And if she needs to slip a knife in someone's back, then that's what she will do. It
nice.
Is me.
Well put. And Rocket Fox.
Yes, hello everyone. I am Rocket Fox. And you can find me pretty much anywhere. If you look up Rocket Fox, you will find me. I will be there haunting you every moment of your life. But more specifically, you know, on Thursdays, I'm over on Sirenscape with a couple of these lovely individuals before you right now, doing some cyberpunk. And then also Monday nights, except for tomorrow night when something real awesome has happened. So go over to Cybernation Uncensored. But other Monday nights, I'm over on ELH's channel doing some Star Trek. And I'm a cat person, so that's even more exciting. But as far as right now, this afternoon, morning, tonight, wherever you are, I am Sister Insaya, who, you know, she is the performer, she's the consort, she's also very grumpy. And while Sister Anaya might stab you in the back, Sister Insaya will probably just cut you in the front.
Nice. You're going to get it from all sides with this team is what I'm hearing. And I like that. I think that's brutal. Nice.
Our team woke up and chose violence.
Exactly. Yeah. It just happens that way sometimes. No, well put. Yeah, and like you said, you have your Monday stream, but tomorrow we have our Shadows of Esterin Session Zero, which I'm pretty excited about. But yeah, hey, I'm GM Rob Mulligan. I'm the founder of Cybernation Uncensored. And right here, we have all kinds of gameplay series, tutorials, lots of content. Starting in October, we're going to have a live stream almost every day of the week. And then we're working towards doubling up on that. We're just basically going to turn this into a big channel of tons of content for the tabletop role-playing game scene and branching out into tech and cosplay and all kinds of stuff. Lots of new series, not just gameplay, just lots of content and new series. So definitely tune in and check out Cybernation Uncensored on Twitch for the live, on YouTube for the VODs. And then anywhere you find podcasts, you can pretty much find us. We put out all the content we put out in podcast form after it hits the YouTube channel. So check us out anywhere you see Cybernation Uncensored. I'd really appreciate that. Also, I have a really active Patreon with lots of supporters there. And yeah, I would love to give a shout out. Let me see if I can bring it up for some reason. It just closed on me. There we go. I apologize. We've been having all kinds of technical difficulties. I also want to shout out Jess, who plays Lorella, who couldn't make it today. You'll see that one of our player spots is empty. So we've just had some technical difficulties, and then a player had some personal things come up. So we're just kind of scrambling to make sure we could stream this today. So here we are, just shaking off some of the technical difficulties, like I mentioned. But yeah, shout out to all my supporters on Patreon that either opted in for the shout out or higher up. And you all are the fuel on my fire. You keep me going. I do this because I love it, but you all validate it so much, and I just can't thank you enough. So Kevin Moreno, Joseph Holder, Naomi Madlass, William Huddleston, Jamie Minch, John Erfurt, Leaded Coffee, Chris Anderson, Matt James, a.k.a. GM Reservoir Panda, Rothen, a.k.a. Renegade 420, Revolver Gray, Samurai Max, Steve Barr of Sirenscape. Always got to give a shout out to Sirenscape. They're an official sponsor of Cybernation Uncensored. Also, every Thursday, I run the Cyberpunk Red stream on the Sirenscape Twitch channel for Cyberpunk Red. So make sure you tune into that every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for that. Also, shout out to Zeno, Zach, GM Capricious Nature, who should be starting up a Homeland campaign sometime in the next month or so. Shout out to Modiphius Entertainment, hooking that up. Cyber Smiley Raven, Andy Stretton, Copious Salt, Derek Lawrence, Daniel Terry, Alex Maxwell, Nicholas King, Tracy Goodwin, a.k.a. Stink Palm, Igor, Chris Callies, Night City Nasty. What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining up. Also, Homer's Odyssey. I know that they just recently joined up. I'm going to get them in the shout-out list, but I saw that just recently, and I appreciate that jumping on. I've been seeing you in the Patreon group, too, chatting away on our Discord. Everyone, join up on the Cybernation Uncensored Discord, too. Real active community there. Lots of expansions, lots of casting calls, too, for all the upcoming gameplay. So if you're into cosplay and roleplay and you want to join us on stream sometime, start there. Join the Cybernation Uncensored Discord. All right, cool. Let's get into it. This is our Bene Gesserit team. It's pretty much an all-femme cast, all Bene Gesserits. Usually in Dune, you know, you might have a mix of characters and stuff, but we did something unique here because of the fact we were lucky enough to have an all-femme cast and everybody was into this unique idea. So everyone is a Bene Gesserit. The team is pretty much, you know, they still run a house. They work for a house, Duchess Maria, and the house has its domain, you know, its main domain and secondary domain and stuff. But that's kind of a front. You know, they put on plays and entertainment. Their secondary is coffee. But that's a front to basically maintain a position in Arrakis and to kind of, I don't know, work in society and appear normal, while behind the scenes, the team is carrying out secret missions and tasks and things for their Reverend Mother, Faunus Amelia Laraib. And their current mission is there's a black market somewhere on Arrakis, and There's supposed to be an unsanctioned Canley list being auctioned sometime in the next couple weeks. Find access to this black market, find this Canley list, get it, procure it, bring it to me, says the Reverend Mother. So they basically put on a play in the Gladiator Games at the Colosseum in Carthage for the next 2 weeks. They just had their debut where they're putting on this play and this performance at the end of each day's battles, gladiator battles. And they're using that basically to get into Carthage and start digging around. They know the black market and is somewhere over there, and they need to basically get into the city and, you know, start digging around, find the black market, find the Canley list. They've made some connections. They've invited a handful of noble families and houses into their after party where they plan to kind of mingle, network, maybe question a little bit, see if they can get any leads on it. They've also made a couple connections in the slums with some street people that, well, they tried to mug them at one point.
Connections.
Yeah, yeah, you kind of forced them to be a connection by not, well, fucking them up for trying to mug you while exploring the city. But yeah,
yeah,
making some connections, trying to dig around, see what's up, and that's kind of where we left off. Are there any, oh, and there was an assassination attempt in the hotel. I should mention that. A little hunter-seeker was drilled through the wall and came into the room. Luckily, they caught that. They caught the... caught the person that was controlling it that ended up biting into their tooth, some poisonous gas, committing suicide, covering up tracks. But obviously there's a lot going on, and Carthage and this whole situation is it's a little bit sticky, so we're going to have to play things tactful. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Was that a good recap? Any key points I should mention, or was that pretty good? Good to go. All right.
I think that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. All right, awesome. Then let's get into it. What we'll say for Lorella is that, you know, she's with the team. You know, we can't just have her disappear. Obviously, Jess couldn't be here, unfortunately. But let's control the character. She'll be a bit of an NPC for today's session. All three of you can have control over that when we do our rounds and decisions, whatever I might interject. But otherwise, I might just bring up Lorella as what would she be doing? And then you three can kind of decide in her character what you think she would do. So, so the team just finished performing. After the first night event, it went well. The performance skill checks went awesome. Everybody had their own kind of individual role during the performance, and everybody succeeded. The show went across awesome. Everybody loved it. The crowd loved it. Even the Harkonnens floated down, kind of giving props to the team, and then kind of stealing some of the cheers and stuff. But that's to be expected with their ego. But they liked it, and I think that was good.
Yep.
And now everybody's kind of getting backstage, winding down. Everyone's been kind of unloaded. And you can see there's like a little setup with some musicians. There's plenty of food and a sort of banquet. And everyone's just kind of settling into that celebration sort of mode after the first event. You can see some of the crowd kind of coming in, hitting up some of the food, mingling, talking. You notice some of the noble families and houses that you invited, that Lorella met at the club in previous sessions and invited, and they're all here, and everyone's gathering around. So the four of you have now entered in there. Duchess Maria just says, you know, great show. I'm going to mingle, just try to do some light networking for the house. I know you have your own things you need to work on, so I'll allow you to your mission. And again, excellent show. Thank you so much. And she goes on to network. I'm going to bring up some Sirenscape sounds, just giving us a little bit of a party mode here. Let's see. There we go. And yeah, I'll let you all take it from here in character as you enter backstage. Duchess Maria congratulates you on a successful show and parts ways to network. The crowd's gathering. There's food. You three are together right now to kind of discuss what you three are going to do.
They did a great service by descending from on high.
Yes.
Shows a lot, since I believe one would not want to appear below their rank, figuratively or metaphorically.
Oh, literally, apparently.
But now we have the meat of what we are here to do. We need that list.
Yes.
Does anyone see anyone that they feel is a good candidate?
Yeah, why doesn't Yeah, why doesn't everybody give, let's do some type of, you know, perceptive check, and then I can kind of gauge what all of you are picking up on in this crowd. Now, keep in mind, the traits of this situation are loud, a bit hectic and crowded. So it's going to be a difficulty of two to get, you know, really good details other than just face value sort of things. So keep in mind, difficulty of two. I want a skill of understand, because you're just trying to make sense of the crowd, the general vibe of it. I'm open to whatever drive. And keep in mind, you always want to be driven by your statement when you pick a drive. So you always want to kind of start with those top two drives that typically have statements, and you want to, you know, align with those statements. So just look at your drives and let me know what you all are thinking.
Yeah, I think I am going to do understand with duty. The statement is, I know my responsibilities. We are here to do a job, and I'm going to just try to seek out if there's anybody that looks worth talking to. So let's go ahead and roll. I got two successes, so that's good.
Nice. So what about...
Should we each roll?
Yeah, let's go around the table. Okay. Let's go with Anaya now. What are you going to use?
I'm either got leaning towards, for my drive, duty. The sisterhood's will is sharp and I wield their blade. Or power. Power never rests in one hand too long.
I like duty. I like duty first. Yeah. It makes sense. Like what Yuffie was saying, you know, you're kind of scoping out the crowd before you enter into the after party. It's a bit tactful, you know. You're almost on, you know, performing your duties right now.
No, I'm not using my focuses. one success and one complication.
Ooh.
Okay, let's go with Insaya.
I'm going to go with understand, and I believe truth, as truth is the most powerful weapon. I'm looking for a truth in these people.
I like it. Also, a reminder, we got a couple negative twos that were rewarded from chat, and something pointless and random. I saw that vampire bite, so I'll be using it. I'll think of something.
Yeah, I think we just got the one negative two.
Oh, one? Okay.
Yeah, one negative two, one random point.
Nice. Oh, there you go. There's two successes there. That's great. Okay. So, yeah, as you're kind of scanning the area, Yuffie, the first thing that you notice is you see all of the houses there that were invited by Lorella and the rest of you, because you all went to the club and kind of were at least able to kind of meet them or see them. And we'll say that since Lorella is not here, that she was able to introduce everyone to the different houses that were invited to the event while you were at the club the previous night. But as you look around, yeah, you see House Banter is there. You see House Estoplatis. You see House Mantle and House Zanir. All four of them are here, which are the kind of the main ones that were invited. In Saya, you see the same thing. You see the four houses that you invite. Aside from that, you also notice a couple Harkonnen guards enter the back of the Colosseum, and they seem to be scanning the crowd, and then they kind of like do their little round. They came in from that back door that goes out to the kind of the back entrance and lot, and they do their round, and then they use their little Ixion sort of pass bracelet to open up one of the slide doors on the side, and then they seem to go in there. It looks like there's some type of lift, but then they go on, they leave the room, and you notice that. Aside from that, Anaya, you don't pick up on, you know, you're not noticing the houses that are there. It's a bit crowded. It's a bit hectic and loud, like I mentioned. So you're kind of having a hard time, you know, just getting your senses about you. It's a bit confusing and chaotic. But through that, one thing that you do notice is it seems like one of the houses, it looks like it could be the ones that are over by Estoplatis. They have a mentat with them, a female mentat that is definitely scoping you out. And Saya and Yuffie, you notice her checking you all out. And it almost seems like at a moment when all of you are kind of tactfully scanning the area, Anaya isn't as tactful with it. She's kind of maybe a bit obvious. It looks like the mentat really is paying attention to Anaya for some reason and looking over you, looking over the equipment that is crated up, the rest of your crew, and then you see the eyes kind of do its thing like it's calculating something. It just definitely seems like it's paying attention. But those are the things that all three of you have noticed. I'll let you take it from there.
Hmm. Anyone seeing this Mentat over there?
Yes. Yes, I believe they're making... they've got us in their sights.
Mm-hmm. The Mentat.
Not even subtly.
Yeah, stop looking at you, sister.
Hmm. I mean... This is a party. Perhaps we should go over and mingle.
So I was just thinking.
Might as well give them a chance to look up close, I suppose.
As long as I don't do the talking. Happy to observe. So we head over to the representatives of House Estelle Petit's.
Yeah, you can do that. You do that, and Lorella agrees. Same with you, Anaya. She says, "Well, my social skills aren't exactly the forefront of my skills, so I'll stay in the back with you, Anaya, and kind of allow Yuffie and Saya to do the talking." But you approach, yeah, and as you approach, you see House Asloplatis there, and you see Fran and Utley, which you've met before, standing there, and even before you can say anything, just as you walk up, Fran just kind of steps in front. Oh, excellent show. Thank you so much for the invite. I'm so glad that we attended. It was outstanding.
Such an honor to have you here, and wonderful that you enjoyed.
Oh, of course. We brought the whole house.
Yes, indeed.
I hope that our two houses will look for any more opportunities to work together in the future.
Oh, I hope so. I'm sure we can maybe find some things to connect on. And then you notice the Mentat female kind of lean in and say something to Utley, and then lean in and say something to Fran. And she just kind of raises her eyebrows and then turns back to you three.
Something on your mind?
What's this? The Mentat just kind of like looks at you after you say that. Excuse me.
We didn't catch your name.
I am Aisa. Yes, this is our house, Mentat. She helps with all of our calculations and business dealings.
Wonderful. Yes, it's always handy to have Mentat around.
And what did you think of the show?
It was great.
She directs that too.
Yeah. No, Yisa leans in. It was very well. Very, very well done. I'm slightly curious. I would wonder your house with this performance and the amount of work that this had to put in with crew and cast and equipment and being a fairly new house on Arrakis. I know you're a minor house, but fairly new to the businesses and dealings here. It just seems that you must have some private investors to handle such expenses, or possibly businesses a bit more than publicly would appear. Very well done.
Coffee sales have been very lucrative this season.
Oh, I would say so.
Everyone needs to stay awake.
It behooves us as well to make a splash on our first public foray as a house. If we needed to dip into our coffers, I believe it's worth it to make a good first impression.
Yes, no, I can understand that. I was just curious, you know, it's just a little, and then Fran kind of steps in and stops her, and no, yes, very, very well done. Excellent show, and we're happy to have you on Arrakis, and these performances will probably be very well to add to the entertainment of the city. We definitely lack entertainment here in Carthog.
Yes, well, that's why we thought it was best to put on a great show everyone what they're missing.
And now that we're here, what they can get more of. Are you enjoying the party?
Oh, very much so. Actually, we were just going to go and try some of the food over here, and we're just waiting for the snooper to finish, and you see kind of one of those sort of poison sort of sniffer snooper machine things kind of hovering down over the whole table and kind of scanning and giving the green light as some of the people then kind of approach and start dealing their plays. There's some servants along the table kind of helping delegate the food and such. But Fran goes on, yeah, now that it seems ready, we're going to go take part in some of this food here.
Well, do enjoy. Please let us know if we can do anything else for you while you're here.
Oh, of course. Thank you. Yeah, she goes on. Their whole house, their kind of little entourage, goes over to the food table and start dealing with that and eating.
I think Insaya would look at the rest of the gang. Did anyone else get the sense that their mentat was probing?
Yes, definitely.
I mean, it is their job.
Yeah, I
crunch numbers.
I think they were trying to feel us out a little bit, but I don't think it was necessarily too worth being concerned over, but it's worth keeping an eye on, I suppose.
I mean, if they think we're a house of note, a house with the funds to pull off extraordinary acts, a house with investors, best they think that we're a bit of a threat.
Yes, I would agree.
I don't really know that I see House is still... This is House is still Platese, isn't it?
Yeah, House yes. Still Platese, yeah.
I don't know that I really see House is still Platese as much as... as people who might be plotting against us. Not that anyone here is. They're all our illustrious invited guests.
Guests, of course.
But we do need to get closer as to who might be able to control such as... I can't talk this morning. It might be handy for us to get closer to those who they do see as a threat. Find out who might be putting a list out there.
Yes.
Either a house that's insecure of their position, or one that is overly secure.
Might be good to keep an eye on who here at the party, which houses interact with who, and see if there are any that don't interact with each other at all. Perhaps there's some bad blood. And just kind of get an eye. That's something I think Yuffie will keep out for, to just kind of observe some of the houses and see if there are any houses who are, like, straight up not talking to others or...
leaving
yeah.
noticeable distance.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get a communicate check from Yuffie. Decide on a drive to kind of handle that. But I like that. You know, you scan the area, the general crowd. You kind of picked up on the noble houses. You talked to Estelle Platise because you noticed the mentat. Now you're getting a bit more specific. Mm-hmm. Now you're looking at those specific houses and nobles you invited to see. Out of those four or whatever, is one standing out, not talking to others or something like that. I like that. Let's go with communicate because you're looking at their communication attributes.
I think I'm going to go with truth for this one. I seek to uncover secrets of the universe. But yeah, I'm going to see if there's anything that I pick up with this truth drive.
Thanks, Cold Spider. Another -2 for the team. So keep track of that, too.
Oh, nice.
I got it.
Cool. All right. Oh, I should use a -2 maybe. Let's see. Oh, no, but I rolled a 19 and a 17. So not great.
Yeah, not
great. I don't think that would have helped.
Yeah, you're not picking up. Yeah, you're not picking up on any one of the houses kind of standing out. They're all kind of hanging out. Estelle Platise is kind of getting some food. House Banter, Zanir, and Mantle are each kind of in their little individual groups amongst the crowd and people, just mingling, talking, having some drinks.
Okay. Well, they all look friendly to me.
Alternatively, is there... I think once Sister Yuffie mentioned something about looking for houses leaving suspicious gaps, I think Sister Insaya would also be looking for houses that are seeming like where the top tier members are being very chummy. Very chummy.
Yeah. Yeah, give me the same type of thing. Let's go with understand. in this.
Yeah, and I think, man, for a lot of my roles like this, I still feel like truth. Mm-hmm. It being the most powerful weapon, trying to see what we can glean by their behaviors. Also, I have a focus of understand of psychiatry. Would I perhaps be able to use this?
Yeah. Yeah, we can use that to kind of get a read on the personality and, you know, the vibe of the houses, the people you're kind of scanning. And yeah, that can reduce the difficulty. Let's just go with a one.
Yay. Nice.
Hey, and it worked.
Oh.
Oh, you
nice.
Got and a crit success. And now you got a couple more points there.
That gives us momentum.
Yeah, momentum. we'll remind chat. It's like 4 a.m. where Ellen is, so.
Yeah,
we'll allow a little mental fogginess with some of the wordplay and stuff. That's absolutely acceptable. I appreciate you being here in the middle of the night, waking up in the middle of the night to join us to play. Seriously. I don't know.
How dedicated.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't know if chat really knows that, but yeah, Ellen gets up in the middle of the night to play with us here every month. So, that's
great. She loves you, chat.
Exactly. You scan the area the same after Yuffie kind of explains what she was looking for, and you get a little bit out of it. You're able to kind of go over the different noble houses that are still kind of posted up and mingling. And you notice that House Banter, which was one of the ones that kind of had, if you remember, they said they had a beef with House Case, another house that they were kind of assuming, oh, we think that we got beef with them. Oh, this Canley list, we know nothing, don't know much about that. But if you do find it, please let us know if we're on that. Remember that house, those ones that Lorella was mentioning and she kind of introduced you to? Yeah, you notice out of all the houses, that one, they're kind of posted up, still drinking, still mingling like the rest. But you're definitely getting a sort of human perception read on them where it looks like they don't look like as fun, like they're having as much fun as everyone else. They look like they're more serious, whereas everyone else is kind of smiling, mingling, talking. They're just kind of more like stoic, and you notice that.
Does anyone notice how morose House Banter looks over there? They look like they're attending a funeral.
Who were concerned with being on the Kenley list, weren't they?
I do believe that's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could just be scared and have a sense of paranoia about them, but maybe they're the rats fleeing the sinking ship. Why don't we try pushing them for some pressure points?
Besides, it looks like they could use a little fun in direction.
Agreed.
I think we'd probably just head over.
Head on over.
I imagine
banter.
This is like all a bit of like a walk and talk and like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even like
definitely.
Taking drinks off champagne to kind of like...
Take little niblets.
Motion to the people that we're talking about very discreetly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Kind
of thing. Not just standing there pointing.
Yeah.
We're subtle.
Hey, you look bored.
No, I like that a lot. And let's, just to add to the process of this, let's do a subtle move check sort of thing, like a little bit of a stealth check in the process. This can be a sort of group thing, so whoever wants to lead it, let me know, and then the others will do it to see if they get the assist,
Move, you say.
So it would be move, I'm down with whatever drive.
What kind of drives does everybody have?
Well, I've got a 6 in move.
I have a 3. Okay. So maybe... Yeah.
I have a 5.
Okay.
Okay, so Sister Anaya.
Yeah, all right.
And again, Lorella's just kind of posted up, letting you guys kind of lead the way there. Yeah.
Is it still duty?
It does make sense to use duty. Yeah. I could see power could also kind of work there. Either one of those two work for me.
I'm gonna go with duty.
I'm
just kinda like zero in.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, you go for it. This is a difficulty of 2. You go for it first, and then as long as you get, one success, the others can chime in to try to assist you with a 1d20 check.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you got some negative twos. There's another one from Bronx Smash reward.
I think I'll be using my focus of body control as Bene Gesserit, literally.
Oh yeah, that's right. Let's reduce the difficulty down to one, because yeah, completely got have to account for the Bene Gesserit control.
I can make one of those a success with a
minus
two. If you can, you can use the negative twos at double the cost after the roll, the little homebrew.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Remember,
let's
it's do double it. The cost if you do it after the roll.
Right.
But, you know, in a situation like this, I think it's important. So I think that was smart. You were able to drop that down to one. And let's get the assists from Insai and Yuffie. Just a 1d20 on that, the same thing. And she's already succeeded, right? Because she reduced it as Bene Gesserit asset, trait or whatever, lowering the trait difficulty. But let's have Yuffie and Insaya do it just to see if there's any complications or, things that might affect it,
So just a d20, one just d20. Straight roll, basically?
Yeah. You still do...
Oh, you still do it from the...
Yeah, you still do move, but then just one d20 instead of two, yeah.
Okay, I see. Got it.
Yo!
Nice. There you go.
Beautiful.
And that was a crit success,
really
too.
Really hard.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Yeah, that crit is great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say even in a moment where it looked like Lorella and Yuffie might have maybe not have been so tactful covering the conversation, and Saya just kind of stepped in and was able to kind of cover it up and smooth it over with that crit success on that. But you stealthily are able to kind of discuss your plan and approach as you walk up to House Banter. As you walk up... you notice Hannah there, which is the woman that runs that house. She notices you, not even with a smile. Like, you can tell, like, she's obviously deep in thought or something, but she just nods. Great show today.
Yes, thank you so much. It's such an honor to have you here. Are you enjoying the parties? Anything that is not up to your satisfaction?
It's great. It's great. The food looks great. I'll partake in a moment with the house. The show was outstanding. I haven't seen such a show in, well, as long as I can remember. And definitely put a lighter mood to the Gladiator Games, which I barely attend. But honestly, my mind has just been on that Canley list. After I met with you, Lorella, and met all of you, and you told me about this Canley, unsanctioned Canley list at a black market and all this, and I can't stop thinking about it. I'm very concerned for my house. I'll just say that.
As to why you have such high concern, is House Banter... Has House Banter put themselves at risk? Do you suspect another house?
I mean, there's the House Case I mentioned before, and we don't do business with them. They also deal with import textiles like our house as a main domain, but I know the competition is there, and we've had a couple transports not show up, and I assume there was some sabotage going on, and I'm positive it's House Case and they're out to get us. It's just been a worry for me. I can't stop thinking about it. I'm just... If you, like I said before, if you do find this Canley list and you can get information from it, please do let me know if we are in this situation.
Perhaps my sisters can speak more to this, but us investigating a Canley list would not be without some harm or risk to our house. We were to find the list and help you out, we could both use a bolstering in our forces, coming together as a partnership.
I like this.
Yes, I think it would be mutually beneficial if we were able to. If we help you, you can help us.
I appreciate that. Friendly houses are too few and far in between. The competition just keeps us just at arm's length constantly. But No, I appreciate this. I would absolutely entertain this idea if you can find this list and figure this out. You can count on House Banter to have House Sonara's back on all fronts, any issues that come up. I appreciate that. Have you had any luck locating the black market or the candy list, or have you made any way with this?
We have some eyes on the ground, as it were, but we are still putting our feelers out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you talked to House Zanir and Warren?
We're working our way to that.
Yes,
mingling with some of the other houses.
Do you have suspicion?
Well, I just know that Warren, his house, I think in the past they've dealt with the black market. Their house deals in water and liquor and wine, and I know that they've, well, you didn't hear it from me, but I know that they've done some transport deals and stuff that haven't necessarily been part of the Spacing Guild, and I know that, well, he might have some information about the black market, so I hope that helps.
Yes, any information helps. We're internally grateful for you.
You said it's rare to find houses in good step with each other. Do you know any other instances where there would be no love lost between two houses? Knowing where the friction lies makes it easier to hone in on bad blood, grievances, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't know specifically who's currently at war with each other, or even has tension. And I apologize. Like I said before, I'm so wrapped up in my own house and what's been happening with our transports and my assumptions of house case that I haven't been as social with the other houses to know much of the going ons.
Think you can eat, enjoy, mingle. You are under our house's protection for this night, as is everyone.
Thank you.
We are hardly about to let bloodshed happen on our now very beautiful floors.
I appreciate that. I honestly needed this. I've been so stressed out over this that, yes, we'll enjoy some food and enjoy ourselves. And you kind of see her mood change. You saying that put her at ease. You know, you see her mood change, and she goes over to engage in some of the food and drink, and she seems to be in a slightly better mood now.
Well played, Sister Anaya. That appears to be what helped lift her burdens.
Yes.
Yes, I do detest doing all this social work.
You've been doing good at it thus far, I must say.
Yes, it's almost as if I've forgotten what character I built. yes.
Trust it happens to all of us.
It's much easier to know a mark and slip a blade between their ribs as opposed to all of this peeling back layers of, you know, countless assaults on a house's honor.
Mm-hmm.
Banter seems to suspect House Case, whether that is just friction from being in the same trade.
Well, I think it's always going to be easier to throw the blame in the direction you've been staring at, Jen.
House Case isn't here, correct? They're not attending. It was just Banter, Asiplatis, Mantle, and Zanir.
We had mention of them previously from House Banter, but we didn't actually meet them.
Yeah.
Okay. They're shunning our party. They're guilty.
Mm-hmm. And trust them.
But we could get more information about them from some of the other houses.
Yes.
Interesting. I would be interested to know how some of the other houses feel about them.
Yes. Agree.
In which case, we still have
mantle.
House mantle.
House mantle and house veneer. Yes.
Yes, we've spoken to Estilpatis and Banter. Well, I think it's time to continue to keep feeling the waters.
Agreed. House Sinira next, perhaps?
It's as good as any to start.
Honestly, I'd say just outside of game, whoever's closest, probably.
with Zanir, what's their bag?
Yeah, we can go with House Zanir with Warren, who's kind of the noble that runs that. He, just as Hannah from House Banter explained that House Zanir is run by Warren, she suggested him. When you were asking her about the Canleyless Black Market, she mentioned they deal with, their main domain is liquor and wine. They also deal in water, and that he's been known to deal with the black market in the past. She did mention that. Aside from that, you have House Mantle, which is run by Ben, Duke Ben. And yeah.
House Mantle is the one that I had spoken to.
Yeah.
Square.
That, yeah, when you invited them out, exactly. And they deal.
Is square, is it not cool? Or?
The town square, the marketplace.
All right.
The
sorry.
Town square.
Yeah, in the previous session we.
Square.
Yeah, you put on the show.
I spoke to them square.
No. When you put on the show in the town square in the marketplace as a distraction to kind of interrogate some of the nobles and invite them to the event. But yeah, that's what you have. You basically have House Zanir and House Mantle. Shout out to Little Bones in chat, too. She's going to be playing an occultist in our team in Shadows of Esterin that we stream tomorrow, Monday, at 5 p.m. So tune into our Session Zero. Check that out. But you pretty much have those two houses. They're both nearby. It depends on your approach or what you're trying to do, who you're talking to.
Well, Zanir seems fine. I think Zanir has more threads to pull on.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a strategy for how to both ingratiate ourselves to this house and to further question them about a very, very tricky, fragile line of questioning about who might have an illegal Canley list?
A question as well. If House Zanir has more threads to pull, would it be worth visiting with House Mantle first to see if we can find any additional threads we might tug at?
Yeah.
The littler houses are always vying for some sort of shot at power.
Yes, not a bad thought. Perhaps we engage with Mantle first, and then Zanir.
I think that's wise.
Yes. As far as approach goes, I'm not quite certain. Rather than just generally mingling and seeing if we can just get any information out of them.
I mean, this is a party. Mingling is what people do.
Mm-hmm.
But also we are a new house in Arrakis, looking to make further connections. What is it that House Mantle trade in? Does anyone remember?
I don't think you discussed that. I'm not sure. In Saya, did we discuss that at the market, or did we just invite them to the event?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think they were just invited.
Yeah.
Well, in which case... It's time for us to make a formal introduction as a house.
I think,
and we head on.
Likely the other just start. The circle would circulate in that direction.
Yeah, yeah, no, you do that. And again, Lorella follows in suit, and you make your way over. You see House Mantle hanging out in Saya. You recognize Ben, Benjamin, Duke Benjamin, or Duke Ben. Who you spoke with at the marketplace. And he's standing there. It looks like he's talking to a few females. Looks like it could be his concubine of sorts. It almost looks like one of these females might be a Bene Gesserit. You kind of get that feeling, you three being Bene Gesserits are kind of easier. You're receptive to that. You can kind of pick up on that. But anyways, he's standing there having some drinks and just mingling with his females. As you approach, he doesn't even notice as you're walking up, and he's just talking.
I think Insaya would kind of walk up behind, but also kind of by the side, and just loud enough to like cut over whatever conversation they're having. Duke Ben, it's so wonderful that you made it.
Yeah, and I think tonight maybe we'll end up. Sister Insaya, yes, we met you at the marketplace. Great job today with the show. It was good.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so pleased to hear that you enjoyed it. How are you enjoying the party? Is everything to your liking?
Yeah, it's going great. We're having a good time.
Wonderful. Well, as we are a new house as well, and we're having the opportunity to speak once more, thought perhaps we could introduce more appropriately. I would love to know more about House Mantle.
Oh, well, of course. We basically trade in water. That's our main domain here. As isn't much of a surprise on Arrakis, high demand sort of item there. But we've been doing very well with that. What's your main domain? The entertainment industry? Is this what your main focus is here?
Yes, entertainment as well as coffee. Oh. Also necessities in their own right.
Nice. Yeah. Give me a communicate check.
Also, as an aside, I love how initially talking to him is like talking to any guy that you're trying, mm-hmm. like that you approach anywhere. Just, oh yes, how's it going? It's great to see you. Huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Like it's like very much one word.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you like the show? Good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Like, yeah.
Thanks, Geralt.
Yeah. Accurate.
Beautiful.
Like, oh, I guess I'm lifting this whole conversation then, am I?
Yep.
I got my Witcher
getting my gains for impression. Conversation.
I got to do my Witcher impression since you mentioned it, Gerald, where it's just
Geraldo.
Yennefer. Yennefer.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
Just Yennefer.
I thought he was here. I don't
I know. Right?
All right. So
difficulty
we're going
of one. Yeah, difficulty of one. Communicate.
I'm going to go with power. Power should be determined by those it affects, but also this seems like a power play, right?
It does. It does. You know, you're kind of taking over his conversation. He's there mingling with his concubine, kind of player mode or of such, you know? He's being a little short with you, yeah. I like that. Go with power.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, he better learn to be a little longer.
Nice.
Do you have one dog?
No, I, Oh, yeah, you should have done two.
You know what? I'll do it one more independently. I had it on it's one fine. Last time when I was... I'm assisting
do
myself.
One more to see if you, yeah, do one more to see if you generate momentum, but that was a success no matter what. But yeah, do another one just to see if you get some
successful.
Momentum. Yeah. There you go. Nice, yeah. So you got some momentum. But he goes
nice.
On... it was a great show. We deal with water. I love... the entertainment aspect. So, what's your? You have a secondary domain, or what do you deal with?
Coffee, which goes hand in hand with water.
It does. Maybe we'll have to talk trade dealings. Maybe we can kind of pass on some of our buyers. You know, maybe there's some crossover here for business. I like that. Let's exchange contacts.
Yes, of course. One does not make coffee without water.
Nice.
She would.
Card.
Yeah, no, you guys trade information. We'll say, yeah, there is kind of an equivalent of a business card, you know, in on Arrakis in Dune. You know, people do have some type of Passover. I imagine it would be some type of like Ixian. Well, it would probably be some type of like Ixian technology sort of thing. I imagine like it'd be some almost digital esque item. You know, it can't be too technologically advanced, like AI form of its own, but it can absolutely represent like your logo in a hologram form or something. Maybe a little tagline on it. I like that. But yeah, you kind of wedge your way into his conversation and pull it into what you're talking about and even make that business connection. You trade the contacts and he's down. He's down to possibly work in the future, maybe trade clients, and maybe that could lead to some business.
I hear that the water trade is obviously very lucrative here on Arrakis. You're not the only house that deals in water, is that correct?
No, you can imagine a lot of houses deal with that. And Anaya, give me a communicate skill check.
Did by my own baton.
Just a difficulty of one.
Okay, well, my communication is garbo, but uh-oh. Let's give it a go.
Lorella nudges you. She's like, let them do the talking.
But they're not going fast enough. ADHD brain.
That's I'm why gonna... Anaya gets a conversation with him. Just shank.
Yeah. I'm going to roll with power. Power never rests in one hand too long. Because I am suddenly trying to.
Not like that approach. Yeah. Like all of you are kind of, you know, wedging into his conversation, trying to get some information. It's a power move.
You group of gals now.
Minus two? Maybe.
We've only got the one. Mm. So I can't do it.
Yeah,
I try to assist? Is it not close?
No, yeah, that would have to happen, you know, during the action. Yeah. But lots of houses deal in water. We're on Arrakis. It's kind of typical. But if you don't mind, get back to my party here and my group. And he kind of like turns back to the ladies he's with and starts mingling with them a bit more, kind of brushing you off, Anaya, a bit.
Yeah. That was foolish of me. I overstepped sisters.
It's all right. I don't think that he was going to be much help, regardless.
I was just going to say, if we have started to venture away when, Anaya is saying that insight cannot help it, as she would say. Well, I don't think it would have taken very much to send him back to his harem over there.
A lot of these dukes are easily distracted. But being that you and Yuffie and you and Sire are the more delicate players, let's say, might be good if when we talk to House Zania, you pluck upon their ego. See if there is any bad blood between them and the other water trades, or whether there are any houses that they think are lesser than, or are overstepping.
Yes, we can see how unpleasant they are to deal with.
Yes.
You can do that.
Circulate in that direction.
Yeah, you start making your way over there, kind of discussing that, you know, let's try our tactful sort of social approach with House Zania. And as you make your way over there, the little group of musicians starts kind of plucking up their instruments and just start playing a little bit of sort of banquet music vibe sort of stuff. So a little bit of music kind of starts in the background there. I'll bring that up. But yeah, the mood kind of changes a bit as people are kind of finishing their food, focusing more on the drink. The music is starting up a little. You even see a couple people in the houses even start dancing a little bit. Like people are, you know, catching a buzz. They're socializing a bit more. But you make your way over to House Zania during that. As you walk up and you clearly see Warren standing there with his house. It looks like he has some type of sook. Doctor there, and he has a mentat. He has, you know, full entourage, almost every role and faction that you can think of. He's got his full house there. But Warren's standing there, kind of socializing with drink. As you walk up, he turns and, oh, hey, great show. Cheers to the house. House Zania. And he cheers, and his entire house kind of takes notice and, oh, excellent show. They start clapping. They kind of cheers their drinks.
Wonderful. We're so honored to have your presence here, and even more so that you enjoyed it.
Yes, cheers.
How are you enjoying the party so far?
Oh, very well, very well. Finally catching a buzz after a day's work, and enjoyed the show. It's been an excellent show and event. Enjoying the party very much so. Thank you for the invite.
Yes, of course. We would be remiss if we did not invite one of the most profound dealers in water.
Oh, well, it's a bit of our second domain here. Our main focus is our liquor and wine. Have you had a chance to try? I notice it's not what you're serving at your party, but we'll have to fix that for your future events.
We would Indeed. Love that. Yes. Do you have any samples, perhaps, that you've brought that maybe we could?
Oh, of course. He gestures.
I'm sure you get that all the time.
he gestures, and you see a couple of people from his house kind of coming up through the main factional kind of noble group that kind of is on the lead. This is backing entourage, right? They kind of shuffle up through the crowd and open this crate up, and you see some bottles, and he pulls one out. And here, for House Sonara, excellent show, and hands you the bottle.
Lovely. Thank you so much. We will very much enjoy this.
Is there a method to which it is best drunk? I know that we have our own method of preparing the ritual of coffee. Do you have a similar one that you follow for the House Zinnia's wine?
Yes, drink it and enjoy it. they all start laughing.
We all laugh also.
Yes. It's that like raised,
yeah. Yeah.
The head tilted back.
He thinks he's so funny right now. He's yeah. I'm the man.
We're just hamming it up, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, simple. Just the way I like it.
So
well,
what's the plans for Nice. So what's the plans for House Sonara next? You have this event. I see your schedule the next couple weeks for the Gladiator Games. What's next for House Sonara?
Well, it is our goal to make sure that we provide the finest of entertainments and coffee for all of those who may partake and enjoy, especially such esteemed houses as you said.
We are looking to make as many connections as we can as a house with those that are formidable houses here on Arrakis, mm-hmm. providing entertainment and better living to the people here.
Nice. So it can be very difficult as a new house, to find your space on Arrakis, let alone dealing with Karthog and, it can be a bit stressful. The Harkonnens, they rule with an iron fist a bit, and it can be stressful. So, you know, don't let it get to you too much. Just keep working hard. Put on events like this. I'm sure you'll win over the people in no time. You won our house over. Like I said, we'd love for our wines and liquors to be considered for your next after parties and such. Excellent job today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Apart from that, any other advice for a new house?
Yes, we would love to hear any thoughts you have or just any other houses that perhaps you are more friendly with and you would perhaps recommend us to get to know better.
My main advice is be careful. Arrakis can be very dangerous, and a friendly smile can be holding a knife behind the back waiting to stab you. So just be aware that not everyone has the same intentions as might be on the forefront of their personality. So be aware of that. As far as friendly houses, I see you've invited one of our friends here, a house, Esplatisse, over here. We've worked with them numerous times. I'm not sure. Have you worked with them before?
We have not. We only just met them, invited them to this party, and got to know them a little bit.
Well,
dealing with them for a while?
Yeah. We've worked with them for as long as we've been a house. They've been a crucial part of our import process. They have an in with the Spacing Guild, and they are able to work some side deals for some transport, so it can save some money at times. It's been crucial in our expansion. So they're good. If you ever have to deal with any import-export for your coffee, I imagine your entertainment side doesn't need it, but maybe for your coffee.
That's wonderful direction.
I want to raise a thing, but I am not the character to do it.
You can, yeah, you could try to...
I can suggest something to
you, absolutely. You know, Bene Gesserit can use, signals, hand gestures.
Yeah, this is true, actually.
They can leave little, my mind went blank again. Those Bene Gesserit dots, where yes. that leave message. There's all kinds of forms of communicating. Like they're practically ninjas, you know. So I'm open to that. If you want to try to, get an idea to Yuffie or Insania to kind of ask some questions, let's do that. It would be a subtle sort of thing. Let's go. I would want to use like move, or I would take move or communicate in this because both are kind of like you're communicating. But it's also going to be some non-conventional way of communicating, you know? So I'm down with, move or communicate. And then you can pick one of those and then let me know what drive you want to use.
I think... Yeah, I'm going to go for move.
Okay, this will be a difficulty of two.
Yeah, move and power? Because, I'm still trying to, find those pressure points on these houses. Hang on. Move. Power. Two dice. Should I use... How much momentum do we need to gain an extra die?
One. One for one, two for two, three for the three, I believe is what it is.
Okay. Well, should I... Use the momentum. Team, what do you think?
I think, might as well.
High stakes political intrigue.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah, and you know, it does
seem... a certain amount of time anyway.
Exactly, and it does seem important. You know, you're trying to get a point across to the rest of the team while you're kind of talking to this house, and you don't want to kill the conversation by fucking it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's important. And you did excellent. Look at that. Wow.
Damn.
Great. Yeah, you generated
another momentum.
I'm communicating the whole of war and peace.
Exactly. Yeah, so whatever you want to communicate to Yuffie and Insaya, go for it.
I think because this is
No, you have to role play it. Use hand gestures. I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I think it's something about the black market. Because this is House Denier, and they're talking about, importing and whatnot. And I think she just wants to kind of subtly motion to her sisters that if we can find any way of talking around illegal trading, might be handy.
Duke Warren. I think Insaya would see and then at this would probably lower the voice, get a little bit, not like uncomfortably close, not within the bubble, but like close enough to show that like it's a little more of an inside conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Duke Warren, we cannot speak how much we've appreciated your guidance on all of these matters so far. A quick question for you. Would you have... You spoke of travel and how you export some of your goods, and I know that you know a great many things, having been more experienced on the planet than us. If, per se, one was trying to sell some things by perhaps a little less conventional means, would you have any advice for that?
Let's do this. Just because I like that Inaya suggested kind of, stroking his ego a bit to pad the conversation. And I know this could be something for a role for Inaya to kind of use, this would be kind of like an acting skill, right? So let's use move or communicate. Once again, I'll let Inaya choose. And Yuffie can do this too, but I think this would be something that Inaya would kind of shine in. Because
Agreed.
Of the move skill, possibly. But you can also use communicate. Yeah, this will be kind of like the equivalent of like acting, right, in CPR or another system. So you're kind of like, you're putting it on, you're stroking his ego, you're acting like he's the man, you know, his house is amazing. Let's just see if you can successfully give Insaya a lesser difficulty rating. It's not going to fuck it up for what she's doing. I'm just seeing if you're able to kind of, if you're able to stroke his ego enough that now Insaya, you know, the wheels have been greased, she's able to slide right in with her stick, your question. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Cool. All right. Well, that's we're trying with a move.
Cool. Yeah. Do move and whatever you think kind of fits for a drive for like stroking his ego, acting, playing like you're impressed by him. Any of those angles are kind of what I'm going for.
Yeah. I'm gonna go for power.
I like it. Go for it. You just need one success in order to kind of give an assist to Insaya.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
And I think. As Sister Anaya's kind of like, you know, previous positions as a Bene Gesserit was often to be placed as an assassin. So a lot of what she would do would be ingratiating herself to a duke or whoever to then essentially kill them. So
yeah.
I think through this whole thing, while she's motioning to her other sisters, she's literally moving closer to the duke and just kind of like smiling and toasting his terrible wine.
Oh yeah, no, and he's oblivious. He doesn't know how close he is to being assassinated. You know, he has no idea. He's leaning into like his ego, you know, and it's working. He's taking all the compliments, the house compliments, and he's loving it. And when Insaya leans in, it absolutely gives her the benefit. And Insaya, just to kind of gauge a little bit of this, give me a communicate check here. Whatever drive you're thinking. This is just going to be a difficulty of one.
This is so tense. I love
because of Anaya's assistance.
Right? Oh my gosh.
And all it is a conversation, but like that's
Right?
Well,
you know?
It's a kind of
I love that.
Yeah, it's a crucial moment though, and Saya's kind of specifically asking about exactly what you kind of are looking for, you know?
Right.
So it's important.
So, would perhaps a focus of once again psychiatry come into play here?
Yeah, I think any angle that you want to take that makes sense works for me. Obviously, leading off of your statement. You always want to kind of be led by your drive statement. Because the idea here is that if you ever have to do a check using a drive that goes against your actual statement, you're contesting your statement. You've got to cross it out, do a new one, or you've got to do this whole process. Like, it's a whole thing. So you always kind of want to align with your statement first. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, I think the drive I'm going to go with is power, as it should be determined by those it affects, and you're trying to figure out who's being affected right now.
I like it. Yeah, just a difficulty of one. Don't forget if you want to use any negative twos, go for it. And vampire bites, I did not forget about something random or pointless. I will get to that. I just wanted to let you know. I didn't forget about it.
Oh, wow. Great rolls.
Yo.
Wow, more momentum. Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, you lean in.
Over
and
here
you,
with momentum.
Yeah, you lean in and say that. And he just kind of like looks a little taken back and looks at the rest of his house. And then he leans in. So I imagine you're speaking of the black market, like underground trade. I mean, I'm very familiar. We've used that plenty of times. But just be careful. As a new house, you don't want to get so involved with that you end up incriminating yourself to other houses. It's a bit of a situation. But what are you thinking about doing some dealings at the market? Or
we're looking into finding out more information so that we can be properly prepared to make that decision.
Oh, well, yeah. What do you want to know? I've frequented it plenty of times.
Yes. Well, I guess Mustafa's. How does one frequent? Where might it take place?
Yes. How do we get access?
It's always in the same location. It's in the warehouse district on the edge of the slums. It's a bit of a tense situation. I recommend if you go there, you. Bring the guards of your house. I would hate for you females to be taken off guard while there. It's definitely not a nice part of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could definitely need protection of some sort.
Yes, very much so.
Why are you laughing? Flowers that we are.
why are you laughing? He seems concerned. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You didn't. No.
My throat. I know that was. I know that was in character. I know.
Fantastic.
No, but he goes on. He says, it's on the edge of slums. I mean, I can give you the location, but just understand, it's not a. Well, you would need a vetting escort. You would need an escort that vets you out, that brings you in. Everyone has to be vetted out and brought in by an official escort of the market. My understanding, the current escort is, well, he's. He's locked up below us right now. Cio Ignacio, Cio Ignacia, I believe is his name. He's related to Warren. He's actually Warren's cousin, he's under us now. He's been locked up. Apparently, the Harkonnens had him for some crime or something. I'm not sure. He's locked up in the jail cells of the Coliseum right now. He's he pulls out his sort of his pamphlet playwright sort of a handout for the next 2 weeks of games, and he goes in. See, here's your entertainment each night. In 2 days he's scheduled to fight in the Coliseum in 2 days.
Oh, how convenient.
I think the Harkonnens are looking to have him killed. That's kind of their process.
Of course.
I don't think you get put into the gladiatorial ring to make friends.
Yeah, but unfortunately, he's the current vetting escort. I imagine it's going to be some time before any new houses or anyone's allowed into the black market until they possibly get a new agent to handle that. Otherwise, CO's been the one.
Wonderful. This is wonderful information. Thank you so much.
Well, we are just happy to hear that there are trustworthy, I'll put like my hand on his shoulder, trustworthy houses out there.
Oh, yes. No, he kind of like grabs your hand and touches it a little, kind of lingering on your hand a little bit there, Anaya, and he's like, oh, yes, I appreciate that very well. Kind of holding your hand there.
This is fine.
You're doing the Lord's work, Anaya. Thank you.
Ensign and Yuffie just like backing away. Mm-hmm. We can leave you two lovebirds alone.
Leave me here if you must. Yes. Again, I'm not the right person for things. But I have ingratiated myself enough.
At this point, you may be the right person.
I know.
I hear that there are less unsavory houses around. Those looking to bring harm to more reputable houses. And I just fear that us being a new house... Establishing ourselves as a strong foothold of entertainment, that we could be looked at as an easy target, as it were.
Oh yeah, you definitely could. All new houses are they should be very careful. As you can imagine, the existing houses, they don't want new ones to come in. Take up space that they could maybe expand to. It also depends on the form of business that you're involved with. Competition is always going to be competition, but there's always ways around it. You find loopholes, cheaper ways of doing business, ways to get ahead of competition, whatever it takes. But absolutely, be very careful. You're a new house. You need to tread lightly.
Absolutely. We are just... Again, so grateful to be graced by your presence and your company tonight. We cannot explain how wonderful it is to have you and the rest of your house attending. Truly shows us to be a house of merit.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, no, anything you need, I'm here to help.
sisters. Should we be getting to the rest of our congregation?
Yes, we have many things still to attend to tonight, but it was so great getting to meet you and getting to know you.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Please let us know if there's anything else we can do for you for the duration of the
conference. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Afterwards as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Let's discuss future business. I'm sure we can work together in many ways.
Fantastic. If I also have one of these holographic
cards
with a house seal, then I will pass it to him.
Yeah, he trades with you.
Yay! So, collect all the business cards.
Yeah, you're able to at least make that little connection. So aside from kind of digging around for this black market, just as a side note, you're able to kind of make a couple connections for the house. Maybe some potential business, some house hookups. Maybe some of that will come into play in the future. Maybe it's just a connection that you can creatively find a way to kind of leverage and work with on future gigs or missions when you need it. Who knows? But you've made these connections. They have little hookups and stuff, so that's great. Aside from that, you're able to kind of work his ego a bit and then work the social skills with Insaya and such to get the information that, yeah, there's a black market. You know, it's located in the warehouse district on the edge of the slums. It's kind of sketchy to get to, but you need a vetting agent basically to bring you in, and the only current vetting agent is locked up in the Coliseum, scheduled to fight in a couple days. So that's kind of a fucked up situation in that, but you were able to at least find that out and make these connections. Let's take a quick 5-minute bio break and come back and see what happens next. And I do want to remind everyone, we are ending right at the 2-hour mark. We have some previous engagements. So we're just going to take a quick 5-minute break, and we're going to come right back and dive right back into it. So don't anybody go anywhere. We'll be right back. Mics are hot.
BRB.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, he'll send one of those little drones in. And you think it's going to be like a killer drone, but then it pops out with a little note like, do you like me? Yes? No.
You up?
For political power? Yes.
You're on that.
Oh, man. My tummy hurts. Just so much political intrigue. And like, yeah, this is the thing. Oh, thanks, Bronx and Alex and everyone in chat. I was just saying how great like this world is for creating these. You know, it's so dynamic. But yeah, all we are literally doing is having a conversation. But like, you know, this is how houses rise and fall. Anyway. Sorry for anyone who's listening, but I'm gonna head off too. I think everyone else is doing their thing, but hopefully we'll get some people back chatting. What are you guys liking so far? What's your favorite bits? Tell us in the chat. All right, I'll be back in a bit. See you. audio okay?
What's that?
Is my audio okay?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Oh, okay. Someone said I seemed a little low compared to others. But I don't know. Could be because it's early.
That's fair. Also, I mean, I have my microphone right up in my business.
You know what? I think I'm going to bleach my eyebrows again.
Right now?
Do it live.
No, do it live.
That would be good. It's not going to take that long.
That's legit.
You can't see it, but Mouse is just watching me for a moment.
What you eating there? He's like,
it's just a banana. That's
my, like, yo, banana is good for dogs, though.
Yeah, my boy dog loves bananas, but my girl dog doesn't. She won't eat it, but he will. It's funny.
I mean, he's a trash dog. Like, he'll eat anything.
He's a panda dog. He's a little raccoon dog, you know? He's a little trash panda.
But that's very funny, because pandas only eat one thing.
Trash.
When they really feel
it. But he eats everything. Okay, I'm going to close my door.
Cool. Yeah, thanks chat, by the way, for being so supportive. It's always awesome to get the compliments from Alex, Bronx Smash, everyone, you know, and they're giving props to the players for their cosplay, the role play, all that stuff. It means a lot. Appreciate that.
Bananas are delicious. They're the meat of the sky.
I believe the nerve of this dog. He just had breakfast, too. I just fed him. Aww. It's never enough.
I just saw in chat, too, Bronx said your voice is a little low, but it's 4 a.m. It's understandable. I just checked, I guess, in Discord. Ellen, your mic I had lowered. I don't remember doing that. I don't know how that
the true culprit
would happen, but it was lowered down to
silence me once
90
again.
Something, not 100. So I just put it back to 100. Not sure.
Maybe you're just used to how loud I am on other streams.
Yeah.
When it's not 4 a.m. You're
funny.
Like, oh Jesus, I'm gonna turn this down.
All right, cool. We ready to go back? Everyone ready?
Yep. Ready.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You want to show the people your beautiful.
Hey, everyone can see us now. They could hear us the whole time, but now they can see us. Doggy!
Yeah.
I like Bowser.
Doggo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He says hi. He's waving.
That was so
funny during the Cyberpunk Red stream that one time when he leaned over and he kept like jabbing at you like over and over and he wouldn't stop. He just kept going.
Just literally
that was so great.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
The stream started.
That was so good.
Rocket's other kitty. Cat number two.
I feel like, I don't know, somehow we should integrate Bowser into the stream.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Like,
so
maybe for a certain reward, he'll roll a die.
Don't forget, too, as players, you know, how all of that momentum works. You know, you have momentum not just for extra dice and stuff, but you can reveal information. You can trade it for threat to have an automatic success by just taking on a complication. There's just different ways that you can use momentum. So just remember that, especially in situations where, you know, you're trying to weigh options or figure out if there's any other information or what options you have, stuff like that. But I only say that just to give you more options. I feel that the team successfully was able to get information from the nobles. You know, figure out kind of what the houses are doing, what they trade in, get a little bit of information on the houses and their dealings and who they fuck with, what they're doing, and little perks and stuff or whatever. Regardless if that leans into being something beneficial to this whole find the Canley list at a black market thing, or if it's something, like I said, that just plays into the future of the house, just building relationships and finding out some information about these houses. But through all of that, you also definitely found out that there's an agent, I guess the one that vets out people to bring into this black market, and he's been locked up. The Harkonnens apparently busted him for a crime, did something, whatever, and he's locked up underneath the Colosseum. Apparently there's jail cells or something. That's what Ben kind of hinted to. and basically just said that you know, he's locked up. In fact, pulled out the playbill, saying, "Look, he's scheduled to fight in a couple days." So there's that little bit of information. You found out kind of loosely where the black market's located, in the warehouse district near the slums. You found out you need this vetting agent, but he's locked up. Yeah, so at least you found out some information. And we'll put you back at the banquet. Everyone's kind of hanging out. They're drinking, eating, music's playing. And it's kind of winding down a bit. There's maybe another hour or so of celebration. You can hang out, celebrate, network and mingle, do whatever you want, or we can streamline past the event if you have other things that you want to pursue now. But I'll let the team take it from here.
What would we like to do, ladies? Let's go, ladies. yeah, because I mean, I would like to have a chat in character, which I suppose.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think just a debrief from from what we've experienced just now.
And maybe everyone's
like a VIP lounge.
And yeah, even there's your little conference room off to the side where you were able to practice and stuff, and it's kind of where your crew is. Put the cases and things for now of equipment. You can absolutely just dip into there and have a private conversation. Yeah.
Sister Naya, it seems that you have...
I'm going to bring the whole bottle with me.
Obtained a fan.
Let's drink it now.
yes. Well, it is part and parcel of the job. If we can ingratiate ourselves to these houses by any means possible to establish...
I'm sure... I'm sure Duke Warren will love any ingratiation.
Well, men like him often do. It's not to be mocked at, sisters. This is a tool we have at our arsenal.
I shouldn't laugh, you're right. Yuffie giggles a little bit, and then, yeah, she... You're right.
I must say, it is rather humorous how quickly their ability to clearly think falters when they are dealing with... blood rushing to another area of the anatomy entirely.
Yes.
Must be giggles, so.
Yes, but it was a good conversation. We did get some good information about the black market specifically.
We did, which might be easier to hone in on than try and specifically uncover which house is responsible for the Canley list.
I would agree.
Everyone will have their own biases.
Indeed, and we know who can get us in, the only obstacle there being
they're in jail.
They're slated to die in a couple days.
Yes. Yes. So the question is how we want to approach this, if we have any ideas.
I see there being two routes. How do you say that in a British accent?
That's a good question.
Route sounds...
Tell us
route.
In chat.
Route sounds more proper to me than route.
Yes,
yeah,
agreed.
Route sounds
Americanized to me.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'll get my kicks on route 66. Okay, there are two routes as I see it.
Route 66.
One is we wait for CO to be replaced. See if we can...
Who knows how long...
Exactly. We could see if we could somehow boost that, but as we are not known to the black market and have no influence there, it is not likely. So one is a slow wait for a new successor. And the second, much quicker, much riskier... Shut up, Bowser!
I believe we're getting a vote for the second one, is that...
Oh my god, can you see his little face?
He's
back
so
there,
cute.
Looking back at me?
Yeah, vaguely, yeah.
Lump. The second option is to, break this man out of prison. Or somehow rig his fight so that he comes out successful.
Survives.
Or, alternatively, perhaps we rig his fight where it seems like he's passed.
But he actually... doesn't, and we can find him later.
And then we can obtain him when he's not being sought.
Interesting.
I do.
And I'm sure the cost of one's life would be verification enough.
Yes.
That's well, assuming the Harkonnens do not wish to display his body or any such barbaric act.
Yes.
That is a third possibility I hadn't entertained.
And then one other fourth, just as an option, is he'll be fighting in 2 days, they said. So we have 2 days to potentially break him out, get what we need from him, and then send him back on his way. Again, a little... They all have their risks, I feel.
Yeah.
I'm personally inclined to maybe rake the fight.
I agree. I don't have the patience to wait for a new one.
Agreed.
Sure about how the gladiatorial pits works. If he survives, does that count as his sentence paid in full?
This is true. Would we know anything
about
that?
Would we know this, Rob?
Yeah, I think that, well, do you have any momentum to spend?
We have 3 momentums.
All right, so let's make that 2. Let's make that 2 now. And, yeah, you basically
I'm
know
going
that...
to actually have 2.
Yeah.
yes, because we can just ask you stuff.
Exactly, yeah. No, I think that, yeah, you know that the way that the sort of Colosseum gladiator battles work are, you know, the typical thing is... There will be animals or Harkonnen guards, soldiers, people like on that side of the battle for the entertainment purposes. And then there's like the prisoners, right? There's the people that they put in that are, they're expendable. They're there to entertain the crowd by dying, you know, in whatever fashion that they've set up for that particular battle. There are occasions where, you know, sometimes somebody will win in the battle that maybe was a prisoner or was supposed to die, not win, and they won, and then they were kind of granted their freedom. So there are cases like that that do happen, but it's rare. So you know that, you know, the fact that that guy CEO was put into the Colosseum jail, not the regular jail, they probably just want to make an example of him and kill him off, you know? They're probably just going to have him killed publicly in a gladiator battle to kind of send a message.
So if he survives, he'll probably be placed in another battle until...
Exactly, yeah. You're pretty much... You can assume they want to make an example of him, that there's going to be no hero's exit for him.
Yes, yeah. And they want to play by the rules so that it's not just... What is up with our animals?
He's rabby.
They're in a good mood.
So, yeah, in which case... We break him out or fake his death. Mm-hmm. Either way, we would still have to smuggle him out, either as a living body or as a corpse.
Yeah, the only issue in getting him out as a corpse that I don't know if I'd completely considered is that if he is to go up against, say, a creature of sorts, it would be harder to work out some sort of...
Yes.
I think the easiest might be, just to say easiest, but breakout.
Break him out earlier.
Yes, and to do so that our fingerprints can't be seen.
Yes, the other issue is hoping that he doesn't squeal on us and tell people. Not that he has a lot of credibility as a prisoner, but still, it's... a risk if we show our faces, and he will know, unless we just conceal ourselves or something like that.
We can be stealthy. We can use Lorella and her mask.
Yes.
We can pay others to do the dirty work. We need not always be there.
True, true.
I think we have to break him out. Jesus
I think
Christ.
Breaking out within the next... And we only have 2 days until he's fights, so it would be tonight, tomorrow night, and that's about it, I guess.
Well, my evening tomorrow is not booked today.
Yes.
This is a lot to plan, but...
We've done more with less time.
Exactly. Exactly. We know that he's here...
And,
should we go for a little walk?
Go.
Indeed.
check things out.
Just to scope out the area.
Yeah.
Earlier I did see a couple Harkonnen guards make their way through a certain door that appeared to be down.
Okay. Well, I think why don't we, why don't we have a stroll around and see if we can get as much information before we stage some breakout. So we're going to scope out the Colosseum.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, you can do that. You discuss your plan in the sort of conference room that you guys have been using, and then exit that to the main banquet hall. Everyone's still celebrating. You can tell the mood of the entire room has kind of shifted, where the traits now are buzzed and distracted, which could work in your benefit. If you needed that from the crowd that's in here, all the nobles, the attendees, they're all very well buzzed now and enjoying themselves and aren't noticing some details. But that's the environment. But when you step out, you notice the back door, that side door, like Insaya mentioned, that the Harkonnens have used, where the lift is. You also know both side stage entrances and the main stage back entrance to load and unload the stage. That's pretty much the only entrances and exits that are here from this main banquet hall. And then the other thing that without even having to do any type of like perceptive breakdown or whatever, you noticed that those guards had Ixion wristbands that they were using to kind of open the doors. The doors are pretty much automated by that access. So you know that, and that's the gist of it when you enter the big room. But if there's any specifics, any things you want to do, where you want to walk and explore, that's just kind of what you've got in the big main room right now.
How much we can explore near those, but maybe.
True.
Yes. Yeah, all the ideas that are pinging through my head are far too outlandish for, why don't we just arrest
light something on
someone
fire and just there's a fire,
just,
everyone.
No, why don't we just arrest someone and say we're doing like a citizen's arrest, we're chucking them below. But that's right. Crazy. That's crazy thinking.
Also, I don't know if we did a strategy. Citizen's arrest, they'd let us take them down.
Sorry, you proceed. Oh my god.
He has a real opinion about this game today.
Yeah.
He's really invested in this. No, I like these ideas. I think, you have some options. It sounds like, out of all the options to get this CO person, it sounds like, based on the momentum you spent and how you know that typically works at the Colosseum, you've either got to fake his death and then try to like scoop up the fake dead body later to get him out, or you got to break him out. It seems like those are kind of the two main ways to get him out that you figured out. It's very rare that if he does win that they'll just let him go. So you're kind of leaning on those two options, and it sounds like you're leaning more towards the side of trying to break him out because you're not confident with the guarantee of faking his death if he gets pinned up against an animal or something. You never know how that could end up. I like that. I think you all have kind of tactfully talked that out in the conference room in character. I really like that. So let's end the session here with the team kind of at that point where they've decided we're going to try to break this guy out. This seems like the only means of approach. We still have the party going on for about another hour. So we're going to scope out the main banquet hall, which I've given you that description of. And when we get back here the last Sunday of next month, we'll take it right from here where you can either continue to kind of explore, work in those traits of everyone being buzzed and distracted to your benefit, or like Insaya said, maybe don't press so much from this room. Maybe move on from this and continue your planning on ways to break him out or something. But either way, we'll come back next month, taking it right where we left off. I think that was great, and I thought that was great, even though Jess couldn't make it. I'm so happy that you three, played, and we were able to do this. That was awesome.
Well, Yeah, we'll have some stuff for her when
yeah.
we'll
yes,
meet again.
Definitely.
Yeah, she'll have to get up to date. But no, again, I really appreciate you three jumping in and making it possible. With a monthly stream, it's hard, you know, when you have cancellations and certain things and juggling. It's like, man, if you miss a few in a row, it's like, wow, we're playing like a couple times a year, it feels like, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I do appreciate everyone jumping in and kind of doing it, lacking Jess. And she already messaged apologizing for missing, you know, things happen. So she'll be here next month and we'll be back to normal. And thanks everybody in chat for hanging out, rewarding the negative twos.
That plot,
yeah, and that's something random and pointless. I do have something in mind, but it's part of the scene a little bit. So when we get to it, we'll get to it. I didn't forget about it, Vampire. I have something in mind, so it'll be funny. But,
Are you planning something random?
Oh, I've got something random. Yay. That I planned. It's really an oxymoron. It's awkward. But no, everyone, make sure that you tune in. Tomorrow is our session zero of Shadows of Esterin, and it's at 5 p.m. Pacific right here on the Cybernation Uncensored channel. Rockette will be with me, as well as Ellen's partner Phil from Roll to Cast, Steve from Sirenscape, Little Bones, who is here in chat, as well as my beautiful wife Valerie will be joining us. So make sure you tune into that tomorrow. It'll be our session zero, and I'm pretty excited about Shadows of Esterin and working with Studio Agate. They've been awesome and supportive, and we got some pretty cool plans in the future that I'll be talking about when I can. But yeah, thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Cybernation Uncensored.